This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. On his first full day in Europe, President Joe Biden has been working to patch things up with America's oldest ally. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
France was furious last month when the U.S. and Britain worked out a secret submarine deal with Australia, leaving Paris in the lurch and complaining about being misled.
What happened was news
meeting in Rome, the president did not apologize to French leader Emmanuel Macron, but conceded the deal was not done with a lot of grace, saying he thought France had been told about it. Macron says they clarified what needed to be clarified.
What very matters now is what we will do together in the coming weeks, the coming months, the coming years.
As he sought more U.S. help in fighting extremists in Africa. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States demanded that Sudan's military refrain from violence against mass protests planned for Saturday, saying it would be a key test of intentions after the civilian government was ousted earlier this week. A senior U.S. official also estimated Friday that 20 to 30 people have been killed since the military takeover, higher than the official toll of 8 given by Sudanese health officials. The U.S. official called Saturday a real test and said Washington was really concerned about the response to demonstrations that have been called to oppose the military's removal of the civilian-led transitional government. The official warned that the military, led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, could try to prevent demonstrations entirely or close roads and bridges. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Friday that the world was rushing headlong towards climate disaster and said leaders of the G20 nations must do more to help poorer countries. Speaking on the eve of the G20 summit, Guterres told reporters there were dangerous levels of mistrust between nations. He said he hoped the forthcoming two-day meeting would help overcome that.
We are still careening towards climate catastrophe. And in the best-case scenario, temperatures will still rise well above 2 degrees. And that is a disaster.
Many of the leaders coming to Rome, including U.S. President Biden, will fly immediately afterwards to Scotland for the UN's climate summit, which is seen as vital to tackling the threat of rising temperatures. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday pleaded with his countrymen to turn off social media and turn on your brain and get vaccinated as the country struggles to contain a surge in coronavirus infections. Ukraine reported nearly 27,000 new COVID cases in 24 hours Friday. That's a new daily record for the former Soviet country. Despite three vaccines being available in Ukraine, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and the Chinese-made CoronaVac, only about 20% of the 41 million people in Ukraine are fully vaccinated. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday paved the way for children ages 5 to 11 to get Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA cleared the kid-sized doses, just one-third of the amount given to teens and adults, for emergency use. Up to 28 million more American children could be eligible for vaccinations as early as next week. One more regulatory hurdle remains. On Tuesday, advisors for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make more detailed recommendations on which youngsters should get vaccinated. A final decision by the agency's director is expected shortly afterwards. U.S. wages and salaries jumped in the 3 months ending in September by the most on records that date back 20 years. Pay increased by 1.5% in the third quarter, according to the Labor Department. That's up sharply from 0.9% in the previous quarter. The data further illustrates the rising leverage that workers have gained in the job market this year, and they are commanding higher pay, more benefits, and other perks like flexible work hours. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David